Hello and welcome to another episode of Stocks to Watch, where we bring you the latest updates from company leaders to help you make informed investment decisions. I am Munir Barazi, your business analyst and host, and today I'm speaking with Kenneth MacLeod, the director and CEO of Sonoro Gold, an established mineral exploration company overseeing highly prospective projects in Mexico. The company is publicly traded on the TSX Venture Exchange as SGO, on the OTCQB as SMOFF, and on the Frankfurt Stock Exchange as 23SP. Welcome, Kenneth. It's good to have you with us today.
Thank you, Munir. It's a pleasure talking to you again.
I want to discuss the political landscape in Mexico today and how it impacts your project. President López Obrador proposed a ban on open pit mining. How many mining projects in Mexico are open pit mining projects today, in your estimation?
As far as large-scale mining projects are concerned, there's over 250 in total in Mexico, of which just under 100 are open pit mines. However, in Sonora State, where we operate, 60% of the mines are open pit. And the mining industry in Sonora State contributes 25% to the Sonoran GDP. So it's a very important element. And open pit mining is the mainstay of the economy of Sonora State. So we're in very, very good company there. Now, when I mentioned there's 250 mines in Mexico, there are numerous smaller scale mines operating throughout the country as well, several hundred, in fact. So, it affects a wide swath of the population and the industry in Mexico.
So this proposal is quite impactful, should it at all become effective, especially that the open pit mining approach is known for its cost effectiveness. Can you elaborate on that aspect?
And I want to preface my comment there with should it become effective? And we'll talk about that in due course. I don't believe it will become effective, but nevertheless, let's talk about open pit mining. It is by far the most cost-effective means of mining anywhere in the world. Open pit mining involves the use of equipment to scrape away the surface material, such as overburden or soil, to expose the rock, the gold-bearing rock underneath. Now, sometimes it can be at surface and exposed at surface, and sometimes it's a few, several meters down. In our case, it's an average of about 5 or 6 meters down. So once you eliminate the surface material, then you can start mining, and you drill and blast and load the trucks and take the ore to the crusher, where it's crushed down to the appropriate size. Then it's put onto a leach pad, and then onto from the leach pad, it goes to what is called the ADR plant, which produces a doré. And so it's a very simple process, and it does not involve extensive capital expenditures, such as building a mill, because that builds up the capital costs significantly. So in our case, we've been able to keep the capital costs down to a very, very low figure, which makes it much more financeable. Now, when you get into underground mining, it's much more expensive on a per ton basis because of the fact that you have to build adits, and you're restricted in the amount of ore you can take because you don't want to mine underground. You don't want to mine the low grade material, which may be uneconomic. But when it comes to open pit mining, you've got the higher grade vein structure surrounded by stockwork and disseminated gold. So you're able to capitalize on all the gold that's not only in the vein structure, but surrounding it for many tens of meters. And it becomes a very economic proposition at that point. Therefore, when you look at our economics, when you look at the price of $2,000 gold, we're getting a net present value of over 60%. An internal rate of return of over 60%, which is quite significant in the mining industry.
And your project in the Sonora State plans to use this approach. And I imagine there are measures you plan to take to protect the environment and address any potential impact in that case. Can you tell us more about that?
Oh, absolutely. We follow the best practices for environmental protection and social policies. What we would do in Canada or the United States, we also do in Mexico and other parts of the world. And there is a standard such as towards sustainable mining that is employed by companies such as ours. We've employed that in the preparation of a very, very comprehensive environmental and baseline studies. That took us 2 years, over 2 years to produce. That was submitted to the environmental agency SEMARNAT in Mexico City in May of 2022. And to all intents and purposes, we fully expected to have received the approval from SEMARNAT for the construction of the mine by January, February of 2023. But because of the implementation or the intent of the Mexican government under President López Obrador, the intent was to bring in mining reforms. Everything was delayed and still remains to this date. But we fully expect that we will be able to get the environmental approval from SEMARNAT in the foreseeable future. Now, I can't tell you exactly when, but it certainly will happen in the foreseeable future.
Yeah, so the president proposed those reforms. Was there any pushback, any resistance?
Oh, there was certainly resistance. Of course, all the mining companies have provided a fair degree of resistance to that. And many mining companies have filed under Amparo Law in Mexico to combat this proposed mining reform. And as a result, the Supreme Court has been hearing some of these concerns and some of these these pushbacks from the mining companies. And I'm fully expecting in the near future to get some response from the Supreme Court. I can't tell you today how that response will sound, but I believe it's going to be a case of that the constitutionality of some of these proposals may be questioned. Now, for us right now, whether it's whether the Supreme Court opines or rules against the constitutionality doesn't matter to us, because we are have gone down for beyond the permitting phase. We've gone through to a point where it is now a political question as to when the environmental permit application will be granted. And so we anticipate that we have a change of government coming in the near future with Mexican presidential elections occurring in June and the changeover in government in September. We imagine that there will be some radical changes to the way that mining companies are treated following the change of government.
And talking about those elections, in your estimation, what are the president's chances of getting reelected? And what is your outlook on the next government? What do you believe its stance will be when it comes to mining?
Well, first of all, as far as the reelectability of the president, it doesn't exist. Under the Mexican constitution, presidents are entitled to only one term in office. So President López Obrador's term will be up at the transition in September. Now, the election on June the 2nd will be a watershed day for us, because we'll then know who the new president is going to be. And currently, there are two ladies that are standing for election for their respective parties. We believe that both of them are pragmatic people that will provide the mining industry with the opportunity to grow and to thrive. So we're looking forward to that day when the new policies or the new outlook from the government overseeing the mining industry will enable us to proceed with our environmental permitting and the construction of the mine.
Yes, and hopefully you will receive it very soon. This permit is for the Cerro Caliche project. Can you tell us more about its capacity and its some of the financial projections you have, especially considering that today we're looking at prices of gold above 2100?
Well, we would certainly love to take advantage of the current price of gold at over 2100. This is what we've been waiting for many, many years. And if the environmental permit was in place today, we would be sitting with our peers in Mexico who are making record profits as far as production is concerned with the gold industry. Now, our project is slated in the first phase to be going to production on the basis of 11,000 tons per day, 12,000 tons per day of throughput. And this gives us approximately 33,000 ounces a year over the first 9 years of life of mine. And that yields an internal rate of return of after tax of 63%. Now, the net present value after tax is also $77 million US, which is over $100 million Canadian. So that is a significant potential for shareholders who are currently acquiring shares in Sonoro with a market capitalization of under $10 million. And they can see that there's significant value based upon this current phase one edition of the mine plan. Now, the goal is as well is to continue with the drilling program to enhance upon the areas of higher grade, enhance upon the known areas of mineralization so that we can expand the life of mine. We can expand the throughput on a daily basis. And so over the next 6 to 9 months, we anticipate that we should be able to add significant value from this proposed drilling program. Now, what that will do for us is work towards the projected value of the project, which we consider at this point in time to be 3 or 4 times greater than the value of the project as it stands today. And to do that, we've identified the zones that we can drill and expand. And then for us, over the past 5 years of drilling, we have a total of 500 holes that are all mineralized. We have not had any dud holes to speak of. So we look forward to continuing with the drilling program, and hopefully we'll continue to have the similar kind of success in the future.
Already a very promising project and lots of potential for expansion. My last question, in 3 short statements, why is Sonoro Gold a compelling investment opportunity right now?
The first one would be we've assembled a team that is one of the best technical teams in Mexico. This team has built at least 12 copper and gold mines, mainly gold mines, in northern Mexico over a 50-year career for our mining engineer, Jorge Diaz. Our VP of exploration, Mel Herdrick, has over 6 million ounces of gold discovery to his credit. So when you combine the two, we have this ability to take a project through from early stage exploration all the way to production, through construction and into production and operate the mine. So that is the first stage there. The next is we have a project that currently is estimated at just under 500,000 ounces of gold within the pit shells, the current pit shells, that is mineable. And we capitalize on that by building the initial mine, which we will expand as additional drilling is done. But the forecast is for the potential or mineralization on the property is as much as 2 million ounces. So we fully expect that additional drilling should bring us closer to that mark. And thirdly, we believe very strongly that the environmental permit it will be granted in the foreseeable future. Now, I can't tell you whether it's going to be 2 months from now or 6 months or more. But we know that it's going to be granted. And at a time right now of record high prices for gold and record low market capitalizations for junior mining companies, we believe that the market is now poised to gain a significant traction with investors as they see that currently the price to earnings ratios for gold mining companies are very, very low, historically low almost. And so the investing public will eventually be able to recognize that. And we're starting to see inflows of cash into gold funds and into the gold market. And so that is a start of the renaissance for the juniors as well, because typically the senior, the major mining companies precede the juniors in their recoveries from a depressed gold market by several months. And in fact, my old adage was 6 months between the majors starting the recovery and then the juniors start the recovery. So I believe we're at the threshold right now of a multi-year gold market and a multi-year market for junior gold and gold companies in general.
Yeah, absolutely. There is plenty of upside potential to catch for investors here. And there is plenty of room for growth. Kenneth McLeod, thank you so much for joining us today and sharing those updates from Sonoro Gold. We look forward to hearing more from the company very soon.
Thank you, Munir. I'll keep you informed.